بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد ونبي عبد الله جابر بن عبد الله الأنصاري رضي الله عنهما قال كنا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في غزاة فقال إن بالمدينة لرجالا ما سرتم مسيرا ولا قطعتم واديا إلا كانوا معكم حبسهم المرض وفي رواية إلا شركوكم في الأجر رواه مسلم ورواه البخاري عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال رجعنا من غزوة تبوك مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال إن أقواما خلفنا بالمدينة ما سلكنا شعبا ولا واديا إلا وهم معنا فيه حبسهم العذر أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Continuing with the chapter of Ikhlas and Sincerity, the narrator of this hadith is Jabir bin Abdullah Ansari. This title Ansari refers to those Sahaba who originated from Medina Munawwara and brought Iman on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in fact, they assisted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with their wealth and with their lives. The particular narrator of this hadith, Jabir bin Abdullah, he is amongst those Sahaba that accepted Islam on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and took the oath of allegiance in Aqaba, that is in the 13th year of Nubuwat in Mina. That group of 72 from Medina Munawwara, there were two women, Umme Mani, Umme Ammara radiallahu anhuma, and 70 men. Jabir was amongst them radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a youngster at that time. He and his father both took the oath of allegiance in Aqaba. We find that Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhi narrates about the Sahabi that he himself mentions that besides Badr and Uhud, every other expedition Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam went on, the Sahabi participated with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Badr and Uhud he didn't take part because he was stopped by his father. And his father passed away, became shaheed in the battle of Uhud. In total, he took part in 19 expeditions with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we find that he passed away in the 74th year of Hijrah in Medina Munawwara. In fact, he was the last Sahabi to pass away in Medina Munawwara. He's buried in Baqi, and when he passed away, his age was 92. We find that 1,540 ahadith are narrated by Jabir bin Abdullah. In this particular hadith, he says that we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in one expedition, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that in Medina Munawwara there are some people, you have not taken any step nor crossed any valley except that they were with you. It is because of illness that they had to remain behind in Medina Munawwara. And in one narration it comes, the explanation of this expression where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says they were with you, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that they were your partners in the reward which you were receiving. This is the narration of Imam Muslim. And in the narration of Imam Bukhari, which is narrated by Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that we returned from the expedition of Tabuk. Expedition of Tabuk, this was the last expedition in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took part. This occurred in the 9th year of Hijrah. And this was a very, very difficult expedition. 30,000 Sahaba accompanied Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Tabuk is referred to as Jaishul Usra, that is the army or expedition of great difficulty and hardship. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained in Tabuk for plus minus 20 days. But the Roman army, which they were expecting to attack them, that army changed their mind and they never pitched up, so Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned back without any fighting having actually taken place. So whilst returning from Tabuk with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there are a group of people who are behind you, were left behind in Medina Munawwara, but you did not cross any valley or take any step except that they were with you. In other words, they were with you in reward that you received. A viable excuse caused them not to join you. Ulama say that this hadith is in fact an explanation of the verse of the Quran which is in Surah Tawbah, wherein Allah Ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ لَا يُصِيبُهُمْ ظَمَأُ وَلَا نَصَبُ وَلَا مَخْمَسَةٌ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ولا يطعون موطئا يغيظ الكفار ولا ينالون من عدو نيلا الا كتب لهم ليجزيهم الله احسن ما كانوا يعملون. Referring to those who are striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala says, any difficulty, any hunger, any pain, any hardship, any wound that is inflicted against the enemy, any advancement that you make while striving in the path of Allah or whilst in jihad is written down in your favor, and Allah ta'ala will reward you greater than the action that you do. So these are the great rewards of striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at the mercy and the clemency of Allah Ta'ala and the importance of intention. The Rasulullah ﷺ refers to a group that didn't take part in the jihad. They were not there physically. But a viable excuse was the reason why they didn't take part. Sickness or whatever it was. Or they didn't have the financial means. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that every step that you took, even though they were not with you, you were rewarded for every step, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala rewarded them also. This is the importance of intention. That even though they didn't take part, but they had sincere intention to take part, Allah Ta'ala rewarded them. So we find, my respected brothers, that in this hadith, we find this type of meaning found in many other ahadith. For example, the famous hadith where Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells us that a person who goes to sleep with the niyat and intention of tahajjud salah, and sleep overpowers him, is unable to wake up, he will still get the reward of tahajjud salah. And we see this in the lives of Sahaba Ikram. That is, the poor Sahaba would see the rich Sahaba freeing slaves, they would see them making hajj, etc. And they would in fact come to complain to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, we don't have the means. They have the means, they are doing this. These are the days of hajj. The women among Sahaba formed a delegation, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they said, Ya Rasulullah, the men are going for jihad. The men are going for jihad, we women are unable to take part in jihad. We also want the same reward. So what did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell them? Jihadukunna al-hajj wal-umrah. That your jihad is hajj and umrah. In other words, you make hajj and umrah, you'll get the same reward as jihad. So on the one hand, whilst these type of ahadith are a source of glad tidings to us, and it is encouragement to us that even if you are unable to do a good deed, and you have a viable excuse, then have the niyat, intention that, Ya Allah, had I the ability, I would have done it. Allah Ta'ala will reward you even on your intention. On the other hand, there is a warning found in these ahadith. A lot of times we look at people of masiyat. Sometimes a person is very rich, and we see the ostentatious display of his wealth, and we see the masiyat, the flagrant violation of the commands of Allah Ta'ala in the life of that person. And we think to ourselves, looking at his wrong, looking at his lavish lifestyle, if only I could do that. In other words, you are poor, you don't have the ability. But you are thinking and making this niyat in your heart that if I had the wealth, I also would do that. So on the one hand, with the positive intention, Allah is rewarding you. On the other hand, you have to be careful that Allah Ta'ala might take us to task. Allah Ta'ala might raise us up with those who did the wrong because we had this niyat in our heart that if we had the ability, we also would have done the wrong. So on the one hand, this is basharat and glad tiding. On the other hand, it is a warning. A lot of times, we get involved in conversations. We look at movie stars. We look at sports personalities, and we admire their lifestyle. And many youngsters, we find, aspire to become like them. So what is this hadith telling us? That by aspiring to become like them, there is danger that Allah Ta'ala, the same guna that they got, Allah will give it to you, even though you didn't do it. Why? Because you had the incorrect intention. So on the one hand, we are encouraged to have positive intentions. On the other hand, we are warned and dissuaded from having negative intentions. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.